Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about Gary's wake last night. Gary Bamonte, Pepe's Pizza.
Yeah.
Died suddenly last week. We were all shocked.
Yep, very sad.
Beautiful human being.
Extremely.
And a good friend of the, great friend of the program.
Right.
And the tribe. So you went last night?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go early because the hours were from 4 to 8. So I wanted to make sure I left my house by 2:30. By 2:21, I'm wrestling with a freaking tie, trying to get, you know how you get the skinny part ends up coming too long or whatever. I haven't tied a tie in a long time. So I'm wrestling the damn tie. And the fourth try, I got it close enough where I just closed my jacket, out the door I went. So Siri takes me down.
So your first battle was just putting a tie on.
Yes, with a tie, right?
Okay.
So, because I don't
dress up. Is that what you sounded like?
Yeah, exactly. I don't dress up very often, so, usually very somber.
By the way, just if you're just coming in from another planet, Gary would expect all of this from
AJ. Yes, he would. He'd be laughing his ass off right,
right
now.
Right.
So Siri takes me down Long Wharf. I go down Long Wharf. Long
Siri.
Wharf is always jammed with vehicles because of all the food trucks. So I had to negotiate my truck down this narrow area, doing fine. All of a sudden I hear ka-tunk, and I look and I see my side view mirror on the passenger side is now slammed up against the truck. And I'm like, damn it, I hit something. So I look back and I realize I must have clipped the mirror of this moving truck from New York. So now,
thank God, it wasn't like a cyclist.
Yes, no, there were no pedestrians around between me and the vehicles. So
okay,
now,
well, you didn't notice the mirror, so you could have easily just missed a person.
Right. Well, it ended up being the mirror. So
luckily,
now I have to go down the street where I can actually pull to the side, adjust the mirror. Now, the mirror is not easy to adjust. You got to get out. You got to put it where you think it's got to be. You get in. Nope. You got to go back out again.
Can you imagine if you hit a person with a mirror on your way to a wake?
That would have sucked. Luckily, it was just
it's like, look, I know this person probably isn't going to make it, but I have to go to a wake.
Right, exactly. I'm kind of busy.
And
right.
This is the big truck that you took?
Right.
Do you think it's too big?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not, in any event. So it's got the long mirrors as well.
Your truck, your rules.
Exactly, right. So, I finally get the mirror adjusted. I'm like, I got to, go back and talk to this person. I don't want to think they left, like, the scene of an accident. So I drive back. I find the moving truck. I stop across from him. I roll the window down, expecting him right away to know it's me. Then I am paying attention. I'm beeping my horn. Hey, hey, hey. He opens the window. He's like, what? I go, I'm sorry. I said, I clipped mirrors with you. Is your mirror okay? He goes, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, are you sure? The mirror is good. I said, I apologize totally. I'm so sorry. I said, but, I just want to apologize, make sure everything. Yeah, no, it's good. There's not damage, right? No, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry.
At this point, I would have said, there is damage now that I think about it.
They're busy stuffing their faces.
He seemed very eager give me money.
Yeah, willing to pay for it.
My neck is bothering me. I wasn't in the car, but my neck is bothering me.
They were so stuffing their face from whatever the food trucks were. I said it was a bad
day. But AJ, it's a moving truck, probably not his. They
exactly.
Get dinged up all the time, and he doesn't care.
I just wanted to make sure everything was cool.
You were doing the right thing.
Exactly. I said again, I apologize. I said, it's been that kind of day. It's kind of a bad day. And he laughs. I'm like, all right, whatever. So now I'm facing the wrong way, which way I was going to go to head down, Long Wharf. So luckily, yeah. Siri reboots me, gets me over there. I get past the funeral home. I see there's a line about halfway down the block.
Does Siri ever say at this point, like, what the hell are you doing?
No.
Do you need Siri a GPS to get from your house in Milford to Long Wharf?
No, to the funeral home. It wasn't on Long Wharf. It had me get off at Long Wharf.
Okay.
Next question.
I've never used Siri for directions.
Stand outside, my mirror can clip you. Anyway. So in any event,
would you turn around and apologize for that?
No.
There's just a lot going on.
So I'm rolling past the funeral home. I see it's halfway down the block already. Now I got to find a parking space. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I find a parking space by the green.
So this is what time?
This now is around maybe 10 of 3. 10 of
okay.
3, 5 of 3.
It starts at 4.
It starts
at
4.
It's 10 of 3, and right. There's already a line down the block.
Right.
Wow.
Well, halfway down the block. Yeah. It wasn't all the way down the block yet.
Right.
It was like down two buildings.
It was manageable.
Yeah, it was down two buildings. So I was still getting there in a good spot. So I park my truck. I come walking all the way down to where the line is, right? I recognize some people. I get behind them. And, of course, I'm standing there for maybe like 5, 10 minutes. It starts to rain. So I'm like, I'm going to get my umbrella. You mind? They're like, no, go ahead. I walk back to my truck to get my umbrella.
You're like, I'm leaving my spot in line, but I would like it back.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And everybody was cool about it and everything. So I walk back to my truck. As I'm walking back to my truck, I noticed that New Haven squirrels don't really care about you or not, because this one big fat squirrel is getting closer and closer as I'm walking. I'm like, he does see me, right? Eventually, he's like right smack by my foot. I completely froze. He's looking at me. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? Like, is this thing going to attack me or what? This kind of looks at me like, eh, and walks away. I'm like, whatever. Go get my umbrella.
It's a New Haven squirrel.
Yeah.
Plus, it's in the Wooster Street area, so of course it's going to be heavy.
It's like, hey, it was actually very thick, yeah.
Yeah.
Very thick squirrel.
Well, it's on Wooster Street.
Exactly. I go to my truck. I get the umbrella that I have. I open the umbrella. I realize the only umbrella I have is this novelty umbrella given me by Charlene from the Traveling Tribe. When you open it, it's a hand giving the middle finger.
That's a no. You can't do it. You can't, man.
It's all I had.
No, it's all I
had.
Take your jacket off. Put it over your
head. All I had.
Jacket off.
So I opened it.
At a wake.
I opened it. I had.
Stand in the rain.
I just made sure it was facing straight up. No one could, like, I didn't tilt it. Somebody could see what was going on. Nobody
except for that drone shot from News 8, but go ahead.
Nobody seemed to notice. I was just praying that no one was looking at the window of the building next door.
Yeah.
So finally, the rain stops. I close my umbrella. They start the line moving, maybe about 5 minutes or four. I'm starting to
look. How long is the line at this point?
At this point, now the line has gotten to the end of the block. So yeah. I start.
And the parking had to be the real challenge.
Yeah.
There's no parking around.
There's very little parking in a church next door. Most folks parked around the green or around the streets around by the area. So now as I'm getting up into the doorway, I happen to look and I see now the line is all the way down the block and going around the corner. So it's heading down another block.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there. This lady who gets worked there, I see her get on her phone. She goes, no, I'm sorry. I can't get you in a different way. Like, I guess someone was trying to get privileges and try and get in at the waiting in the line.
Oh, wait. Someone was on the phone talking?
Yeah.
I guess someone's calling saying, hey, I'm busy, but I want to pay my respects. Can I cut the line?
Exactly right. And she's like, no, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've seen that. I've been at wakes where the politicians get walked right in.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's a bad look.
Not cool.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. You know? So at this point now, I get in. You had to sign the book and then sanitize, and then you go in. So I do
that. The book thing seems outdated, right? Does anyone? I know it's nice because you have a record of who came by.
Yes.
Do you send thank you cards? You send thank you cards to the folks who sent flowers. The book seems outdated to me.
Yeah.
Like
I like the book.
I don't know.
My mother, I've never looked through that book.
Yeah, I just signed it because, you know, everybody else was signing it.
Yeah.
You know, sanitize my hands.
Well, you got to sign it.
And then you go in the room. And to be honest with you, I was so nervous about going in the room, I forgot to get one of the little cards that you get, which I'm kicking myself in the ass
Angela will get you one.
So I walk in, and when you walk in, there was Gary. And what was nice was that he looked like he was just sleeping and his peppy shirt on and everything.
Of course he did.
He's glad. He just looked like he was taking a nap. He looked good, you know?
I think what a great choice to put him in the peppy shirt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. In a suit, it
would have looked out of place.
It's not Gary.
Yeah.
I've never seen him in a suit.
He looked like how we see him all the time, you know? Yeah. And that was really comforting to see that. So they didn't have anything you can kneel down on, so I guess they had to keep the line moving. So
yeah.
I just said a few words and everything, and I told them I'll see you later. I never say goodbye. And then from that point on, you know, the family's right there. His sister Jennifer recognized me immediately, had wonderful things to say. She was just like,
great,
you know,
people.
Yeah, they all were.
Whole family.
Every single one was like, thank you. He loved you. He loved you guys. And it was just very beautiful that they started crying a little bit and everything. And I just kind of made my way down the family and then finally just walked out, you know, because they basically had the in and out with so many people.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. It was wonderful to see the family and you know, Gary looked fantastic.
Yeah,
he really did. So
I'm glad you went, man.
Yeah. And of course, I had that umbrella in my pocket the entire time.
Ah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it fell out of your pocket
and popped
and opened?
Yeah, no. No, I had that thing wedged in there. Luckily, I had deep pockets.
Yeah.
Like a clown pants, but I got through.
Well, we'll miss him.
Yeah. Yeah, when I came out, the line was even further down the road. Yeah, I miss you, Gary.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that all day yesterday, all night. And then I was closing my bag on the show. That's when I'm done. Like when everything goes in the bag bag closes up,
right.
I'm done for the night. And it's, I don't know, 8:40. I'm like, I'll bet you there's still a line. And what do you do?
Right.
Right. At 8 o'clock, you do one of those. You come down and say, hey, give him a last person.
Yeah.
You're out there all night.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there had to been thousands of people had to went to see him yesterday.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He's a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Yep.
No doubt. All right. Let's talk about Ashley Sox. You know, we had Adam who offered a tremendous amount of money.
Yeah.
For Ashley's worn socks.
How'd you mess this up, Ashley?
What happened?
How did you know?
It's Ashley. It's Ashley.
I didn't mess anything up.
What happened?
Okay.
You messed anything up.
Phil, you want to set this up?
Not on the phone, so like I'm assuming this got screwed up.
He picked a pair of socks.
Right.
Yep.
And then he was going to pay her X amount of money per day.
$100 just for the socks.
Right. And then X amount per day.
25 extra.
Right.
Up to
7 days.
7 days.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
So what's the math on that?
I think $250 total.
On top of the total.
So $100 plus the $25 a day over 7 days. So I believe $250 total.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. And she was supposed to wear them for 7 days straight.
Right. Yep.
I have them on right now.
Okay.
So what happened?
So why don't you tell us the rest of the story?
I didn't mess anything up. I had to... I did this man a favor. I had to wash them over the weekend.
No, you ruined it.
No,
what? You ruined
the point of wearing
You don't
that.
Wash them.
They would not stay on my feet. Do you know how old these socks are? The elastic gave up.
he
could
wanted
not,
them like that.
I could not keep them physically on my feet.
You put them underneath another pair of socks.
If someone's paying $25 a day for you to wear them,
yeah,
he's still paying $100.
The
$100 is
them
good.
Washed.
Yeah, no, he wants every day on there.
He doesn't though. He thinks he
no,
does.
He wants 7 days.
He sounded
of
pretty
Ashley
sure of that. Exactly.
On there.
Right. He thinks he does. He does not.
He wants a week worth.
My feet are not pleasant.
Who are you to tell him what he wants?
That's what he wanted.
Right.
He's a paying customer. Exactly.
Somebody comes in and says, I want a hot dog with sauerkraut and mustard.
Right.
Like, you don't want sauerkraut.
Right, exactly.
Sauerkraut, right. Ew.
Right. Ew.
How about pickles?
And look, right. I'm doing you a favor. I'm putting ketchup on it. Yeah. Here you go.
Nobody.
No, in this case.
That's not how it goes.
In this case, he wanted his pizza with extra cheese.
There was too much cheese, AJ.
Well, apparently he wanted
okay,
the cheese.
We don't have to talk in those terms because my stomach's turning.
He wanted extra funk on the funk and jazz.
Right. Give me that
they
funk.
They physically
funk.
Lost
no,
their
how do you,
shape.
How do you... Okay. I was about to make a big mistake trying to figure out how you came to this conclusion. I think Phil got it in the beginning.
Yes.
It's Ashley.
Yes.
I have them on.
Can we come up with an expression, a term for this in Ashley? You know.
It's been Ashley'd.
Ash idiot.
Ash head. No, Ash head.
Ash head.
It's an ash idiot moment.
Ash head.
Candidly.
So when did you wash them?
Sunday.
Sean Connery.
It could have been Saturday, but it was actually Sunday.
Where's my two?
I did get a pedicure, so there's that.
Okay. Here's the other thing that she was doing incorrectly.
What's that?
She was wearing them over socks.
I saw that.
Yeah, and I got to wear them under.
Under.
They got to stay on contact with you the entire time.
That's how
they
she could have kept
fit.
Them on
they
the
gotta,
7 days.
They got to absorb.
So the band gave up.
Yeah.
And I don't blame it.
Yeah, they're like little.
I think I've had.
I would too.
They're socks like, since they're like, high
they're like,
school.
They're like cotton blotters.
You've had these socks since high school?
Yeah.
You need to learn how to throw stuff out.
Seriously.
Socks and underwear only have a certain life cycle.
Yes.
This is not going to help her. She held on to it, and now she's going to make $250 off of it. So she's not throwing anything away.
Wow. Those socks died in 1999.
Yes, they did.
Probably before that.
Wow.
The fabric on the bottom is so worn that the threads are so far away, a hole is just minutes from forming on the bottom.
He probably wants that.
Why?
All right, so the only way to fix this is you got to wear the socks inside with a pair of socks outside, and you got to start from day one.
No, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Time up is on Wednesday. He said 7 days.
Money's money.
Time's up.
I wouldn't pay you. I'd be pissed.
You had an agreement.
Yeah, you blew it.
He agreed to $100 regardless.
You renegotiated the contract without even talking to him.
No, $100. No, I didn't. $100 is $100, and then it's $25 additional per day. Okay, so he doesn't get 7 days. He gets Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He gets 4 days.
You just counted with your fingers.
Yes, I did.
Sunday.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So you washed them Sunday. Did you put them right on out of the dryer?
No, of course
not. Sunday doesn't count. You don't get that day.
He gets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He gets 3 days. That's 75 extra bucks.
You had a verbal agreement.
It's 50 extra bucks. It's $100 for 1 day of wearing them, and then $25 for each additional day.
You know that slider that controls his mic?
Yeah.
You want to just lower it?
Nah.
Not this time.
No. It's $100. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
And you know what's a little creepy? I'm just going to put this out there. He's like away with his fiance right now.
Yeah.
That's gross. Like, if I was her.
Maybe she's cool with it.
That's she is cool with it.
It's not up to you to dictate the terms of their relationship.
I'm just judging this guy.
Wait, you're selling your socks to a strange man and you're judging him.
Seriously.
I mean, like, does she know?
I'm assuming she does.
He used his name and was on the air with us.
Yeah.
He had it on Facebook.
Yeah.
No, we had it on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to look out for a fellow lady over here. Maybe she doesn't know.
That he is about to marry this woman. He has a foot fetish where he's offering women money for their socks. And you think that she's never walked in on him sniffing her socks?
Exactly.
I'm just saying. If
you didn't seem to care about any of these details last week.
This is their relationship.
Wait, and what's about this when you're selling your socks to him? You were good with that for money.
I'm just saying.
You're putting
me
on them.
If I was in her shoes and And Eric proposed to me, and then a month later...
You wouldn't be in her shoes, because Adam's face is in them.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
95.9 The Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. What's the most adult thing you did when you were a kid? A 10-year-old Minnesota boy's problem-solving skills become a big problem. Did you not have the bell ready?
No, I rang the bell already, put the bell down. Didn't realize I had to ring it again.
That double ring.
AJ knows he's got to do something.
Exactly.
He is distracted.
What are they going to make me do?
I heard what you said before, you jackass.
A police officer spotted the boy driving the family's minivan.
Oh, my God.
That's what they said. Oh, my God.
At around 9:30 last Sunday night, the police officer knew immediately that he was either 10 or 11 years old.
Ow.
Now, how did he know that?
You're 10.
Lollipop in his mouth.
Was he the age and weight guy at the circus before he became a cop?
Never know. Could have been a carnival barker, yes.
Is that part of the police training?
Right. Determining an 8 or 10-year-old.
I will guess your weight in jelly beans.
What if he was 10 but had a full mustache?
Well, he's got a growth spurt problem.
Yeah.
There were kids like that.
Oh, I remember in middle school. You know, when you go from elementary school to middle school, you're only going one grade.
Yeah.
You know, but now all the schools are combined, so you're getting a look at the entire town.
Right.
You know? And my first day outside the school, waiting to go in, I look over and I see Louis Grasso, who's in eighth grade. He's only 1 year older than me.
Yeah.
And he's got a 5 o'clock shadow at 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
And he looks like a man.
Yeah. Drinking a beer, having a cigarette.
I'm help like, me, teacher. I don't know how to find the bathroom.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to pay for that later.
He had a denim jacket, like an open shirt. You could see the hair on his chest.
Yeah.
And hair on his arms.
Hormonally advanced, yes.
I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
What happened to you?
Tell me you get laid back a couple of years.
Oh,
hormonally
yeah.
advanced. I like that, AJ.
He was clearly dating your high school girls in eighth grade.
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
Like this guy.
Right.
Like, what the hell? He looks like a man.
I get peach fuzz. This guy's dragging knuckles.
A man.
I only had hair from my neck up.
Right. It's true, yeah.
I'm still waiting for that first ding, boing, little sprout like right. the garden.
Look. I'll open one button for this one.
He had more hair on his body than my entire sixth grade class combined.
Right. Well, rest assured, that hair is gone. He has more back hair than anybody else.
Okay, so now back to this 10-year-old driving a minivan at 9:30 on a Sunday night.
Yes.
The cop flips his roof lights on, and the kid takes off.
Oh, of course.
Duh.
Police pursuit ensues, hitting speeds of 50 miles an hour.
Wow, this kid's really doing it. 50.
At one point, the kid drove through an intersection, a person's yard, in reverse.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is Hollywood maneuvering.
Right, or just plain oops.
Almost hit a tree.
Right, almost.
Almost.
Right.
Almost.
But right. didn't.
I'd love to hear this police call during the pursuit.
In pursuit of a minivan, westbound Route 10, driver's approximately 4 foot tall, wearing feety pajamas and a chocolate milk mustache.
How do you call that one in? They're like, copy,
can you repeat that?
No, I can't.
Yeah, 4 feet tall.
Right.
Chocolate milk mustache.
We need pizza bites. Stat, pizza bites.
Right. What do they do if the chase doesn't, like, they bring out the ice cream truck?
Right.
Ice cream!
Park an ice cream truck on the side of Route 10 right now!
Yes.
Stat!
Yes. The fact you're having a high-speed pursuit with a minivan, first of all.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Honestly, flipping the lights on, probably the wrong move there.
Right.
You ever, like, have the door open and you see the dog, like, looking out and you go, hey! And then he's like, it's now or never! And he's just gone!
Yeah.
If you just went and closed the door, probably no problem.
Yeah. So police eventually blocked his path, ending the chase.
Oh, my God.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
The boy told police he was heading to Target to buy Cheerios for breakfast.
Oh.
I'm just trying to help out.
Wow, that's an endorsement right there. I don't know what it is.
I like him. Self-starter, very motivated.
Very regular.
Problem solver.
Very regular.
This shows you his advanced age. What 10-year-old's going for Cheerios?
Seriously.
Like, this is Cheerios?
Right. Sugar Frosted Flakes. I want a
no
prize
Fruit
inside.
Loops? Fruit Loops is Cheerios for 10-year-olds.
I want a prize inside, too.
I love some Fruit Loops. Now.
Cheerios is the bridge cereal between bright colors
right.
and Wheaties.
Exactly.
And stuff with raisins in it.
Right.
And boxes with the word fiber on it.
Right.
That's the bridge.
The stuff you have to eat to poop.
Yeah, they're right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is when you're going from Fruit Loops. Someday you're going to eat the box with the fiber word on it.
Yeah. Right.
They're still small, round, right. fun. Right.
They're neither exciting or offensive.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just right there.
But if that kid's going to Target to pick up Cheerios, he better pick up a 5-pound bag of sugar. That's
yes.
the only way to make those Cheerios taste good.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
I like to drizzle honey on them.
Right. They figured it out.
Yeah.
All right. The kids are using sugar on this stuff. Let's just dip it in sugar, and away we go.
That's why they have the honey nut Cheerios now.
Wow.
Yep. That kid loves Cheerios.
Yeah. You're driving a van, like, if you're really, really going for Cheerios, wouldn't you just pull over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you took the minivan, so we figured, you know.
That kid's going out for hookers and meth.
Right?
Target, they've got everything.
Right. Come on, yeah. come on.
Aisle
come
seven.
On.
Aisle come seven.
On. Let me take the parents asleep, and let me take the van out.
Exactly.
Get Cheerios.
I'm just getting Cheerios, right.
right. 10-year-old. He won't pick up his underwears on the floor, but he's going to go out and do mom shopping.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you're going out for a party.
What a great kid.
Yeah. We ran out of apples.
Yeah.
I was going to give them to my teachers.
Yeah, sure you were, kid.
We're out of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Okay, kid. Yep. Very good.
Yep.
It's like when they catch you with drugs. It's like, I don't know who's. It's not mine.
These are not my pants.
Sir, they were in your butt.
Yeah. Well, some of it's all over your nose. I don't know how it got there.
It's not my nose.
Right.
It's not my nose. It's not my face, but it's not my nose.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. AJ's going to be in a Godzilla costume walking through Brantford. We'll have to figure out logistics.
Right, and I'll be sober.
That's an important part. Right. I should mention that every single time.
Right, he'll be sober.
We're going to be raising money to help Make-A-Wish Connecticut help Seth, a four-year-old in Brantford, get his wish.
Yeah.
Camping with his family.
Exactly. Kids been through a lot.
Jonathan Carbeauty heard Mom Carol on an hour ago and texted me immediately. He's on the show now. Hey, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. That was some story, huh?
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
Jonathan made a pledge for a very generous donation. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so
you're
much.
Very welcome.
Thank
and
you.
That's our backyard, too, as well.
Yeah, you're doing something in Brantford Thursday night, right?
Yeah, we're having a career night for anybody looking to get into real estate or if you think you have what it takes to be successful in this business. And, yeah, my whole team's going to be there, my operations manager, Thursday, April 15th at 6 p.m.
There's only 8 slots, is that right?
There was. We actually opened it up. We actually filled up the 8 slots. We actually doubled it to 16. Got usually it. What happens is I usually get about a 30 to 40% show-up rate. So
yeah, so it's free. People will sign up, and then, oh, I got so much to do tonight. I'm not going to go.
Exactly.
Those are the folks who probably wouldn't make it in real estate anyway, or not ready to commit.
Yeah, that's a good word, commit. A lot of people are interested in real estate and being successful, but they're not committed.
Right.
Exactly.
The market's super hot. I was texting you yesterday, and what a weekend you guys had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was a busy, busy weekend. We were actually very successful for a lot of our buyers. One of my buyer's agents has been working with this couple from Ohio for 3.5 months. They're actually relocating to Connecticut. They lost out on 3 other properties. Last night at 5 o'clock, they finally found out that they won a bid on a property in Trumbull. And they were in a multiple offer situation. Property was listed over the weekend at $519,000. They got the winning bid for $575,000.
Wow.
My team wrote 8 separate offers with 8 separate buyers, and surprisingly, we got 6 of those offers accepted.
Wow.
It says a lot about the experience of my group.
It's a whole different reality.
Big
now.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. And this is interesting. Out of the 6 offers that were accepted, only one of them was at full price. The other 5 were all over asking price.
What did it?
Oh, I don't think there's any one thing. I don't think there's any one thing.
Really?
I think it's sometimes it's price. Sometimes it's the earnest money deposit, how strong the buyer is, right?
Yeah,
whether they're going conventional, FHA, so many different factors.
Right, contingent upon selling their house.
Contingent upon selling their home.
Contingent upon inspection.
Believe it or not, a lot of the buyers are waiving their inspection contingencies, which sounds crazy.
It is crazy.
It's what the house is.
They don't care.
No.
To set themselves apart and to get the house. They're walking through these properties and they're looking at some of the mechanicals themselves and they're making that decision.
Okay.
They're looking at the mechanicals while there's another couple behind them saying, move along, pal.
Yeah, hurry up.
Mechanicals. We don't even need to look at the mechanicals.
We don't need no stinking mechanicals.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow, it's incredible. Because, you know, when I would look at houses, if I see 519, I say, well, they're hoping for 5.
Yes.
I'm going to start under 450.
Wow.
And I'm going to say I could close in 30 days.
Nice.
And then go from there.
Right.
And see what they come up with.
Right.
In a normal world.
Now, if it was just put on the market a day ago, then you can't really do that. But if it's been out there for a while,
yeah,
you can play that game. And it's the opposite now. If you see 519, that means 575.
Exactly.
Or 6.
You
yeah.
don't say that little.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's true. And it's funny, too, because we're sitting down with these sellers or potential sellers, and they have a number in their head of what they want. We're talking about the strategy about how to get to that number. And, you know, sometimes you're dealing with an under $300,000 house in a, you know, on, you know, a $250,000 to $300,000 neighborhood, and they want $315,000, $320,000 for the house. So they want to price it at $320,000. And we're saying, look, if you want $320,000, price it at $299,000.
Right.
Right.
Because people will come in and make the offer. And then you got, you know, you got 6 people going after it. Then you'll get your money. You won't get it by overpricing the house.
Yeah. And you know, there's, you know, it's, and I don't want everyone to think that it's just about closing your eyes and picking a number or like throwing a dart against the wall and hitting a price. You know, there's still things that you do need to do to get that house ready for the marketplace. The home staging is still invaluable right now. That first impression matters, right? None of the buyers are going to care what your neighbor's house sold for, or the house across the street sold for, until they emotionally fall in love with the house. So, you know, they're still looking for that shiny penny. They're still looking for those upgrades. They're still looking for that feeling, that first feeling when they walk through the home, right? That emotional reaction. So
it is important to step
back and take your time.
Jonathan Carbeauty, Carbeauty and Company Realtors on the phone. Someone explained it to me that the couple should be able to walk through the house, and they should be able to feel like they could put their stuff down like an overnight bag stay there.
Right.
It should be clean enough for them, almost like a hotel room. Like you walk in and you're like, I could stay here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does make a difference. It's amazing. You know, I've seen so many before and after transformations from when our professional home stager has gone in. And, you know, even myself, when I was in the house initially, I'm looking at photos. When she's done, she's texting me photos. When she's done, I'm like, that's not the same house. She's like, yeah, that's the same house. I'm like, no, there's no way that's not the same house.
I want to show you some pictures because I go on these real estate apps all the time.
It's so much fun to do.
I love it. But there are some houses where you could tell the agent walked in and said, well, we're just going to take pictures. There's nothing we could do here.
Right.
Yep.
And
there's
10,000 items on the shelves. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you're taking a picture, take a couple hours and just clean off the counters.
Just stuff like
clean off the table.
Right. Those items really feel like that's all you can focus on when they're in the picture like that.
Well, there's no room to put anything down.
Right.
So you look around and say, wow, this is a very small kitchen.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a house in Southbury that went on the market, and I said, it went on for 6:30. And I said, oh, if this thing goes for that, I'm in. It went in a week.
Wow.
Which means if it went in a week, Jonathan, that's when they post contingent. So it probably went before that, right? That doesn't go up on the app immediately.
Nowadays, it's pretty quick. It's usually within 24 hours when they change the status. Yeah.
Well, it was within a week. If it went within a week, what do you think on that? It was probably at asking or more?
If it went in a week or less, I got to believe it went at asking price or above, right? You know, and that's the thing is, one of the things the sellers understand, or at least we're making them understand, is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if a buyer walks through the front door and they fall in love with that house, they know they're paying their price, right? If it's been on the market for 24 hours or a couple of days. If a buyer walks through that front door and they fall in love with it and it's been on the market for 3 months, they know they're not paying the seller's price. So, I mean, in the beginning, the seller's going to have all the power from a negotiation standpoint.
Wowie. All right, we're gonna play a little game here. What's AJ's house worth? Hello?
Hello?
Does anyone know?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, when you say, oh, no, that's not good.
Here's the interesting thing, and this I can't wait to find this out. is AJ bought in one of these markets. It was 2007, and you had to come in at or over asking.
Right.
Not this much.
Yeah.
Right.
Jonathan Carbeauty with Carbeauty & Company Realtors is on to evaluate and give a market analysis of AJ's house.
Thank you.
AJ, when did you buy this house?
2007.
Okay.
Okay.
That was right before the collapse of 2008.
Right.
So you bought right at the height of that.
Exactly.
However, we've come a long way since then.
Apparently so,
and
yes.
People are going nuts.
Right.
Multiple offers, cash offers.
Right. It's full circle here.
I must have your house.
And you're in Milford. Yeah. Very desirable.
Thank you.
All right, Jonathan, let's run through the statistics. What kind of house is this? And
all right. So it looks to me, so we're not seeing the address, obviously.
Right.
But it looks to me like it's about a little bit more than 1,500 square foot colonial, three bedrooms, one bathroom. I have some questions. Since you bought it in 2007, have you done any upgrades to the kitchens, the kitchen, the bathroom?
The kitchen has a brand new refrigerator and a brand new stove.
Is the handle still missing?
I don't think that's what he means, AJ.
It's not an upgrade.
To me, it's an upgrade. I had to pay for it.
Okay.
Like finishes, so, countertop.
Okay. No.
So you would say the cabinets are more original, countertops are original?
Yes. Yeah, so try to keep it unique.
What year was the house built?
Okay. 1927.
Okay.
But
okay.
It had. But the whole thing was like redone in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a 1927 construction,
yep,
with a 1970 remodeling, and it hasn't been remodeled since 1970.
Right.
Did
Richard
you
Nixon
add
was president.
Exactly. Got that nice linoleum floor and everything else. You know.
Did you hear Jonathan just make a noise? He went, ugh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is so difficult. It's so difficult to talk price without walking through it.
And, AJ, you want to take Jonathan experience through a virtual tour?
Yeah, let's, ooh, do a virtual tour.
Let's all go. We'll go with you.
Okay. Well, first we'll try going through the front door. So we'll go down the sidewalk. We'll make a right over here and head up my walkway, which will, by the way, we'll go out. There's a couple of cracks over here, and I tried to fix this one part over here. So just don't trip over that part.
Okay.
Now we go up the three wooden steps. If you were now on my outdoor front porch, just don't go to the right too far. Cause one of the
As
boards,
opposed to an indoor front,
yeah,
porch?
One of the boards is kind of rotted. Okay, so now we're going to go through the front door. All right, we can't go through the front door because I don't have a key for it. So
what?
We're going to have to go around the back.
Knock on the door and have someone inside open it.
No one's home right now. So therefore we're going to go around the back, and we're going to go in up the deck area.
Okay.
There's a couple.
Anybody else have a ton of questions already?
There's a couple of spongy boards right now. So we're going to go into the back. Okay. Or now we're going through the back door. As we go through the back door, you'll see I have a half bath to the left-hand side.
Hey, why don't you paint your deck?
And then, shut up. And then, and to the right hand side, I have the washer and dryer,
hold
both
it
are brand new.
I'm sorry. So is it one and a half bath?
It's one and a half. Yes.
Okay.
One and
yes.
a half. Okay.
One and a half.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That
yeah.
helps.
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
That changes things.
Now we enter the kitchen. You'll notice has a brand new refrigerator, brand new stove.
Ooh.
Thank you.
When you say brand new,
within 2 years.
Okay.
Within
That's pretty
two
new.
Years. Yeah. Within 2 years. It's fairly small. I have
stainless steel.
No, I got white finish. White finish, yes.
Mm.
Right.
Very less popular now.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes.
I'm just being honest,
it's an electric stove. If you look upwards, I still have a hole that needs to be repaired from in the ceiling from there was a water pipe problem in the bathroom upstairs.
Uncle Jonathan asks if you've done work in the kitchen. You go, the refrigerator's new. Nothing about the hole in the ceiling.
Pay no attention to the person talking right now.
All right, so did you put a piece of sheetrock up and it's just not finished, or is there just a hole?
Exactly, piece of sheetrock. You
okay.
know, I'm not the best sheet rocker out there.
All right, so there's like big gaps.
Exactly right.
Okay.
It looks like I did it, yes.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so we're now going to get out of this kitchen immediately before the ceiling falls in, and now we're going to go. Now, if you look.
I've got such agita.
If you look to the left, then go take a pill. If you look to the left, I have a really.
There's wallpaper from 1970 everywhere.
Actually, the wallpaper is like probably from like older than that.
Floral, though, right?
Yeah.
So in 1970, they were like,
Let's just leave it.
It's all hardwood floors, by the way. Over a nice hardwood floors.
And they're beautiful.
And a nice pattern and everything else.
Nice.
To the left is a dining room. And then we continue on, and that leads to the living room.
When were the windows last changed?
They're Anderson windows, so I want to say maybe 27 years ago.
All right.
Yeah. They're the
27 or 20 years ago?
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
No, pay attention to the magpie over there, no.
Yeah, no pay attention her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the living room is a decent-sized living room. Then we enter the foyer. The foyer part is a nice wood-patterned floor that leads to the front door. It doesn't open from the outside. Now we go.
Now, at least you can get out the front door if there's a fire.
Exactly,
so that's good.
Exactly.
You can't
right.
get in.
Exactly.
You can get out.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't want to go in the house when it's on fire. Anyway, so now.
Well, if someone's in there and you have to rescue them.
I'm sure they'll find a way out. So all you got to do now. All right, here
God.
We go. Now we there's like a little like the like little rise to the floor, which leads to the stairway. The stairway is all carpeted, very nice
right,
pattern.
It's two steps up.
Right, two steps
landing.
Up. Right, there's a landing. That's it. There was right. a landing, right?
And you take a right and go up the stairs.
At the
then there's a landing. And you take a right.
At the bottom of the landing, I have a really nice stained glass window, which
beautiful.
Was original to the house.
That's nice.
Okay. Fully carpeted stairway with a really nice wooden, the handrail on both sides.
Yeah.
We get to the top. There's another landing over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Crossing the landing is a full bathroom, you know, shower
okay.
tub.
When was that redone?
That was looks like it was like somewhere in the 1980s, I want to say. Yeah. It's one of those tub enclosure type ones.
So not since you've been the homeowner.
Exactly, right. Mm. Right. Okay. I know you're talking about Chap. And then you keep on moving. There's a right next to there.
Is this the bathroom that leaked the
yes.
water down through the kitchen
yes.
ceiling? This is why.
Yes.
So that, but that problem with the water leaking, that's been fixed.
That's all fixed. Brand new toilet and everything.
Okay.
Yes.
And so the hole in the ceiling was because water was coming through.
Exactly.
Okay. And then the plumber, whoever fixed that, had to access the pipes.
Exactly. Right.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Did you ever
right.
treat the water damage?
Right. Is it possible that there's mold everywhere?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God. There's
okay.
mold.
No, there's right. no mold. Get your hands off your face.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so right next to the bathroom is one of those, like, linen, like a large linen closet, like a walk-in linen closet. It's actually like almost like a small room.
Okay, nice.
Okay, you continue on. There's one bedroom I use as an office.
Mm-hmm. How many linens do you need?
If you look to the next, next to that is another bedroom that's an actual bedroom. And then next to that is a third bedroom.
Okay, so three bedrooms, one's being used as an office.
Right.
And one has that day bed in it.
Right, one has Marshall.
That's the one you took the picture of yourself with your feet after the comedy night?
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway.
All right, I'm sorry. Jonathan's with us. Well, that's for another time.
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan, do you have any questions?
I have a couple questions. What about an attic? Is there a walk-up attic?
Yes. If you continue on from the one bedroom, there's a doorway and steps going to a full attic.
So not that
okay,
pulled-out deal.
No. This
got
is
it.
An actual doorway. You go up to the nice. Top, and it's full. It's got a full floor.
Big enough to finish.
It's got a nice brick fire the brick chimney going right through mm-hmm. it. It's actually a very nice looking attic. With windows nice. With windows on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the basement? That's unfinished or finished?
Basement's finished. It has a rug. It has walls.
Oh, a rug is not finished.
I'm sorry. What is it then?
You don't put a rug down and finish it. You need walls, outlets everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
To code.
I'm saying
yeah.
and
all
that,
yeah,
okay.
all that.
Is it signed off on in the city? Like this is a finished. Finished basement.
Yeah, the guy used to have a train set down there, yes.
Oh, perfect, okay.
Yeah, had a full train set down.
Does that make it finished, that there was a train set down there?
It has walls, it has outlets everywhere, yes.
Okay, walls and outlets, good.
Yes.
All right, so it's finished.
Right.
And what about central air? Is there central air?
No.
No central air?
No central air.
And garage?
Yes, there's a one-car garage, also built in 1927 outside, separate from the house.
Okay. I think I've heard what I need to hear.
Okay, hold on. We got to do the reveal after the break. Hold on. Jonathan Carbuti, Carbuti & Company Realtors is on. We just took him through a virtual tour of AJ's house and looking at the statistics of the field card and whatnot. Jonathan has a price that he thinks the house should be put on the market for?
All right. This is not a perfect science, but with that eloquent description and walkthrough from AJ.
Thank you.
And in the condition that the house is in right now with the finished basement and the one-car garage, I'm coming out with a number of $315,000 to $320,000, roughly. That's right. The range.
What did you pay for
Maybe
it?
It was $319,000. There was a bidding war. I got it for $340,000, but with there was a bad roof on it, so I got it for $336,000.
$336,000.
And I put a brand new roof on it now, so.
We might be, listen, I think if we did a live auction on the air for your house and we got creative and created a best friends with AJ for a year program, we could probably get $350,000.
Nice.
So $336,000 you paid, and then what did you say, Jonathan? You thought it would be a good price?
$350,000.
$320,000.
I'm thinking right now. Yeah. Between $315,000 and $320,000,
right.
There was a 4-bedroom, 2 full bathroom on the street that just sold for $320,000.
Wow, should have bought it.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Hey, I think with staging and a coat of paint, you could probably push it another 5 to 10.
Wow, yeah. Cool.
That thing would go fast too.
Yeah,
Milford,
I think right. So.
Yeah. Nothing less in Milford if it's under 400.
Probably I noticed on my street a lot of houses got bought and just like knocked down.
Yeah.
They wanted the property. Oh, yeah. They put a brand new house in place of it. At least three property. Or four houses like near, that in my neighborhood.
Every highway, 91, 95 DeMerritt.
I'm right
School's
by the green.
Right there.
Yeah. All the restaurants,
green,
all the bars are right
Milford,
there.
Yep. Post Road.
Coastline
yep.
in Milford.
World class shopping.
Yeah, I'm right by the beaches. Yep.
Good school system.
All that
great
stuff.
Police department.
Oh, you got a great location.
And
great
the highways.
Location.
Fantastic access to the highways as well.
Yeah, Chaz mentioned that. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right. Well, you're not going to sell anyway. So.
Yeah, no, not right now.
Yeah.
And look for that bulldozer, though.
The lot alone would be worth a couple hundred, right?
I think so, yes.
It'd be weird if you knocked the house down and now it's worth more.
Right. You know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan, that thing Thursday night, still a couple spots left.
We still have a couple spots left. All you have to do is go to www.meetcarbeauty.com. That's M-E-E-T, Carbeauty, C-A-R-B-U-T-T-I.com.
Excellent. Thank
awesome.
You, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys, as always.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.